You're listening to the STC Foundation's podcast. This year we're looking at the four Gospels, an opportunity on a Monday to Friday to worship and pray as we reflect on a thought from the Bible.
Wednesday the 12th of September. Hi everyone and welcome to Wednesday's podcast at STC. This week's podcasts are about beginnings, and today we continue our reflections in Matthew's Gospel. It's a very challenging reading today, Matthew 2, 13 to 23. You can hear this read after the prayer. There's no focus for us today. It's a time to just reflect on the whole passage and what God is saying to us through this challenging scripture. But here's a reflection for today. In this very harrowing story, we see an absolutely furious King Herod. He was furious when he realized that he'd been outwitted by the Magi. He then gave the almost unimaginable order to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and surrounding area who were 2 years old and under. It's almost beyond belief this happened, but it did. And I've read this passage many times over the years, and I'm still shocked by it. Herod was insecure and hard-hearted. And this became an open door for sin and evil to be released into his life. Because the heart of the problem is the problem of the human heart. Today's world needs a revolution. Not an aggressive one, not a violent one. We need a revolution of love that changes hearts and minds. And as Christians, it's what we believe, isn't it? It's why Jesus came. This revolution of love is our calling. And I truly believe the world is ready for this godly revolution. And Jesus didn't come to earth just to change our Sunday church services, although in truth, many of them do need changing, because church services are so often so boring. Not at STC, I can guarantee. But he came to change our lives, that our lives will reflect his life. And the power of change is for every one of us, not just for church leaders and the super spiritual. Because when we are changed, we become his change agents in his world. Christians should be revolutionaries. And our faith starts with a change of mind and a change of direction, living God's way and going where he leads. We are new creations, and the old thing has passed away and the new thing has come, as Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. The gospel is about transformation, about change. And we should be the ones bringing a revolution of heart to this world through our words and actions. In our homes, with our families, in our workplaces, our colleagues, in our schools. But you know what? Instead, we often seem to spend our time in the church debating theological stances that have absolutely no relevance to ordinary people dealing with the challenges of life. The truth is that more of the same thinking will only produce more of the same activity, or really more inactivity in the church. And here at SDC, we know it's time to change. That was the theme of our recent Welcome Back Sunday, and has been the theme of our staff team day. It's time to change. What is God saying to us? Because we know the heart of the problem is the problem of the human heart. Change is here to stay, as the old saying goes, and change always begins with me. King Herod had a major identity crisis. He's portrayed as someone who professed a spiritual life, but had absolutely no moral life. However, we need to be clear that we have unrealistic expectations if we in the church start imposing morality without spirituality. In a world that desires spirituality without morality, influence without responsibility, it really doesn't work. But you know, God is on the move. Revolution means abandoning the status quo in favor of a better future, a godly future. Because the status quo, particularly in the church, has put us where we are now, in absolute decline, with hundreds of thousands of young people turning away from the church and seeing it as irrelevant. It just breaks your heart, doesn't it? Because it requires that we not only turn away from something, but also turn towards something else. And the Bible often speaks of this action. It uses language such as repent and believe, or put off the old and put on the new. And today we have to ask the question, where do I need to repent, to turn back to Jesus and receive his grace and love? And today, where do I need to start afresh? Today, where is Jesus wanting to change my heart? Today's reading is indeed sobering. It's a graphic depiction of the truth that the heart of the problem is the problem of the human heart. True change happens in our hearts and minds. It's the place it begins. And you know, there's indeed only one thing that can bring true change to us and to this world, and that is Jesus Christ. And here's a prayer for today. Lord, thank you that you have come to change our world. Let your love overcome the darkness and change me this day, that I may in some small way, through an act of kindness and generosity, bring your love and your godly smile to those I meet. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Matthew 2:13-23. When they'd gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, he said. Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, out of Egypt I call my son. When Herod realized that he'd been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity, who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more. After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, get up, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who were trying to take the child's life are dead. So he got up, took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in a place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled what was said through the prophets, that he would be called a Nazarene.
Song we could ever sing, worthy of all the praise we could ever bring, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name, Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Oh, we live for you. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes. Show me. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you.